is wont to say, "Hello, friends." When Bonnie and I arrived at Knox in 1968, we soon realized that this was a special community and that the English department had a conviviality and spirit that were exceptional, even for Knox. Central to that spirit were the presence and personality of Bill Brady. When Bill entered a room, he almost inevitably ended up at the center of activity and conversation. Bonnie and I remember our kids telling us, after they had listened at the top of the stairs, no doubt, to a gathering below, that whenever we wanted to have a party, all we had to do was invite Mr. Brady, because he was a party all by himself. The captain, and I'm not sure he was the captain of the ship of Zion, I'm not even sure it was his naval service or his being chair of the department so long. But we in the department tended to refer to him as the captain. Students, who casually called the rest of us by our first names, always referred to him with affectionate awe as Professor or Mr. Brady. But the fact is, Bill treated everyone at Knox, from top administrators to the lowest first-year student, with the same good-humored geniality. Leavened by just a touch of respectful formality. Even as most classrooms were becoming all too casual in the 60s and 70s, Bill stood in front of his classes in coat and tie, or field scarf, as we called it, reciting whole passages from memory, relating literary anecdotes, and calling on Mr. Smith or Miss Jones to provide answers. It certainly wasn't easy grades that caused students from all over campus to flock to his classes. He was, in fact, a natural teacher who entertained while he informed. He commanded the lecture, and he commanded the students' attention. His enthusiasm and joy brought the oldest texts to life. And his own character was large enough, his own presence vital enough to share the stage, even with Shakespeare, without being dwarfed or diminished. The fact that always amazed me, and which I envy, was that Bill seemed to be a teacher without fear. Most teachers have doubts. Are they prepared? Do they know or remember enough? Maybe it won't work this time, even when it worked before. But Bill never seemed to have these fears and doubts. He always appeared confident that he could teach anything, and at short notice, even if he hadn't read or studied it for years. And somehow, with a combination of intelligence and memory, of chutzpah and showmanship, he always seemed to pull it off. Bill was a friendly guy. He was a good friend, and he had many good friends. But one of his friendships always seemed to me just right. Bill and Mickey Honeck, an improbably perfect pair. Don Quixote and Sancho. They grew up on opposite sides of the country and in very different circumstances, but they met here at Knox. And though different in so many ways, they each truly delighted in and greatly respected the other. Perhaps, like so many of us, they were a little surprised to find that Knox was just where they wanted to be. My memory of Bill will be of a figure slightly larger and more colorful than life. His presence and personality made everything a little bit better. I suppose he had his dark moments, but he always seemed so vital, so positive and generous. I can't actually remember Bill ever being angry or petty, jealous, or vindictive. Even in his last weeks, when he was physically frail, the real Bill was still there. The twinkle in his eye, the vibrant voice, and the spirit which filled the room in a way that age could not wither nor custom stale.